With us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbiggroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the New Balance Rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points. Even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
It's that time of year that the temperature and the humidity is through the roof, so your grass and your lawn is under stress, which means you can apply T-methyl at the first sign of distress and then follow up 2 weeks later with Dynagreen's Eagle, which will help protect your lawn from fungus. Now, if you need help like I need help, go to DynaGreenInfo.com and your local independent lawn and garden dealer will be able to tell you everything you need to know to make your green lawn the greenest on the block.
Available at Ann's Garden and Greenhouse. St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
In your car, your underwear, or on the air.
So join his partners.
These are my partners right here.
Hi. There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hot, wet, stinky cash.
That's the best kind.
So can you send up?
Because you work real hard for it. You've got sweat all over.
Opinion's Playhouse on the air.
By the sweat of your brow. As they say, that's how you're supposed to work and make a living. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 23rd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. And I have yet another great email from a listener about Schaefer and the fine work they've done. No surprise, I get it all the time. There's a C in Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And there are 8 locations. Stick around because I want to read you a terrific email that says it's bad news, good news, or something like that.
Hey!
Actually, it says, Frank, good news, bad news, good news. So I'll share that with you in a moment. First, let me share these people with you. At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you have $25,000 or more saved up and are just not currently happy with your current financial advisor... And
see,
maybe,
you said you're not
I said current twice.
Currently
yeah,
happy.
Currently yes.
happy with your current... Boy, that sounds
yeah,
so
Yeah, but
bad.
It did sound
so
goofy to say that twice. But yeah,
us.
If you are not happy with your current advisor, then it might be smart to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Hang on 1 second. What'd you tell me?
What's that?
What'd you tell me? Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
Who is that?
They just dropped you as a sponsor.
Oh, no.
Because of that. Yeah, I'll get them back.
All right.
I'll call them. I'll get them back. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Currently, it's going great.
Sound like a weatherman.
Yes.
Yeah. Currently. He's making fun of you.
He was.
I don't go for that.
It would have been better if he would have said it twice. So.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't even know how to,
know
how to make fun of anybody without making himself look stupid.
Man.
Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Of course, it's fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy, I heard us talking about you teaching little Archie to swim and making sure that little kids are comfortable in the water. And Rat Boy wants to make sure you remember to not let little Archie get in the pool. He has to wait an hour after he eats what?
Cheese.
Eats cheese. Don't go in the pool for an hour. You'll get the cheese cramps. You don't want that.
No.
Isn't that something that all those years we were told that lie?
It's
not even true.
Yes.
And I grew up actually believing. And we would sit out. I remember just sitting.
watching the clock. It's like, oh, it's a half hour now.
You got to hand it to whoever started that.
I know.
Yeah. People bought into it. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
How in the heck did that start?
You'll get the cramps.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You get the cramps and you might drown.
We were told all kinds of stuff that wasn't true, though. We are brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Let me just share this email I just got a couple of days ago. Dear Frank, good news. Many years ago, December 2004, to be semi-exact, my 16-year-old daughter rear-ended a car with our 2000 Civic just 2 months with her license. We had Schaefer do the repair work, which was pretty much the entire front of the car. Bumper, hood, left and right side panels. Got it back and it looked great. 2 years later, she was off to California for school. Bad news. 2 years after that, 4 years after the repair, something started to happen to the sealant coat. It started peeling off everywhere. Schaefer had done work, and it was peeling. Some places had a lot. The hood and the bumper, some places just had some, like the side panels, looking pretty bad. I just chalked it up to old paint and an old car. Fast forward to now, it's been 10.5 years since the repair, and the Civic's looking pretty bad, still peeling. I just finished the California to Missouri road trip with my daughter. She's here for a week or so before going to her final destination of Chicago. During our 5-day drive, she reminded me that all the peeling was on places that had been repaired. Aha! Schaefer had done the work on the places that were peeling. I should call them, see if they can explain what happened. And now, good news. I called Schaefer, and as soon as we got into town, and asked him about it, they said, bring it over, and they'd take a look. Took it to Ellisville, talked to Sean. He was unable to figure out what happened. He had never seen this before. He let me know they have a lifetime guarantee on their work, and they will get it fixed. He got the ball rolling. I dropped the car off in the afternoon, having it sent to Fenton, a location, because Ellisville is jam-packed with hail damage repairs. To sum it up, a 10-and-a-half-year-old repair is getting fixed. And he said it'll be done in a week before she goes to Chicago. And they're also providing a rental car for us while we wait. He says that is what I call service. AM and the PM, Patrick. What a great story. 10.5 years later, nope, lifetime guarantee, we're redoing it. Something in that batch of sealant or coating wasn't right. That's Schaefer. That's all you need to know. That's how they operate. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, Schaefer Auto Body Centers. This is, for those of us who are normal, this what? Is just sort of hard to even believe. But I listened to a detective this morning talking about the people that they're encountering who are rooting for these escape killers. Now, this always happens. You get the people, go OJ, go, before they even know if he did anything. They want him to. There are people, and they say one of the problems they have with these sightings and leads, there are people who will fake a sighting to throw this team off. I'm not kidding. Oh. And because they have some gripe with the cops. Let's say you're up in that part of the country, and you got a ticket, and it's still in your craw. Well, you'll show them. You're gonna deflect and turn all their attention to someplace completely bogus.
Yeah, because it's anonymous, right?
Is that what it is? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. They've actually caught a couple of people, and they finally admitted they made it up. Oh. A couple of these sightings. But how about that? How about somebody that would do that?
Well, some people are romanticizing this case because
it's like a Jesse James thing.
They like Shawshank Redemption or something.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, I know that's movie and this is real life. But in that movie, even he was in. Andy Dufresne was innocent.
Yeah.
These two guys are cold-hearted
yeah, right.
killers.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be rooting for them.
But this is the same kind of nuts that get engaged to and marry some killer in prison.
Oh, yeah.
These enablers. They say, let me tell you something, folks. I know we're not in that part of the country, but if we were, I'd say, go ahead and help them. And they may very well kill you after you help them.
Yeah,
and
no
they
kidding.
Say the husband now of the woman who helped them has no doubt these guys would have killed her and him once they got the car and got where they wanted to go. Man, I mean, these people are desperate. Don't be helping them and screwing with the cops. They interviewed, and I'd say they, I don't know what I was watching. some news outlet channel, but they interviewed an ex-convict, a guy who had been in prison, about the relationship guards sometimes had with inmates. I'm not kidding. This guy's voice, if you were casting and taking auditions for a movie part for a convict, this guy sounded like an ex-convict, like a prisoner. He would say things like, "One of the things you need to know when you're in the can, when you're in the can, it's not uncommon to, you know, have a relationship or make friends with some of the guards. And then your next thing you know, you get somebody on the outside." I'm thinking, holy mackerel, you should go to prison just for sounding like that. It's kind of like when you watch one of these interviews where they blur the person out.
Right.
But they don't change the voice. They just hide the identity. And the guy is a known Gambino family whatever. I'm not kidding. There's something about that lifestyle that causes these guys to talk like that. And, I remember back, it was, I believe, in the 70s. We had to put a hit on a guy. And he was shorting us when we picked up the cash. It was always short. You got to do what you got to do. And I'm thinking, how do you talk? What happened to your voice? Is it all the Italian food you eat? Because you always see in the movies, they're always at a big,
in a
restaurant, having a big pile of Italian food. Then they all get killed by somebody that comes out. what else? This is interesting to me. They, as you know, they found traces of DNA in this cabin where they're sure these two guys were. The owner of the property walks in. He finds an open jug of water and an open peanut butter jar where they've eaten some of the peanut butter. So they got some DNA. But I want to know what DNA. They haven't been specific because they also found their prison underwear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now,
oops.
My question is, if the DNA was in the underwear, what was it? I'll tell you what it might have been. If you're escaped and you're running from the cops and you know they're close, there's an expression, you're scared SH-less.
Yeah.
Okay. And you may leave a skid trail or something.
Mm-hmm.
How dumb to leave prison underwear. You want to leave a clue? Leave the prison underwear.
Yeah.
There's a clue that you were there. And then what are they wearing? There has been not one report of a car stolen, of a home being broken into, of clothes stolen. These guys are unbelievable because nobody has called and go, "Oh, my goodness, these guys, I just came home and somebody's been in here and they took food and they took nothing."
No.
They almost deserve to be cut a break a little bit because they're so good. Maybe they could use them to help them find other escape. The other thing. They published a number of people who are right now at large who are escaped. These are just two guys. It's like 150 people out there who are dangerous who they've never caught.
Yeah, they must be just going to different stores or whatever
and shoplifting
parts
a little bit at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the only thing. What do we know? We're not detectives. What are we trying to do? Dan, you need to tell Aunt Gus to hang on.
I know.
Dan has an aunt. This is not a joke. They call her Aunt Gus.
Yeah.
And I forgot what that's
Augusta.
Story. Augusta. She's 110.
Yes. Ooh. Aunt Gus is 110.
Last Wednesday night, it'll be a week tomorrow night, the woman who was the oldest woman in the world died at her home in Inkster, Michigan. She was Geraldine Talley, and she was 116 years old.
Man.
Now, usually when you hear that somebody is the oldest person in the world, it's in some faraway country.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't figure out how in the world did that old woman in that third world country. No, Aunt Gus. It's okay. We'll call you later. 116. Devotedly religious, member of the New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. Here's the other thing I've never been able to figure out. I've seen interviews and news stories where they'll go, and our final story tonight, a good news story, the nursing home where Ethel whatever resides, All the residents gathered around and helped her blow out the candles on the cake for her 106th birthday. And they show her, and then they share her story. And she's an old black woman who picked cotton, might have been a slave, had a horrible, hard life, and is 106. Yeah. Never had good medical care, no teeth except two. Picked cotton, was in the sun all the time, lived in poverty, and made. And how does that happen?
I don't know.
Other people take supplements, and they go to the doctor, and they go to the dentist, and they're dead at 60.
Yeah,
man, that's always it's. I'm telling you, genetics. Genetics are very important.
Go figure.
Yeah, in all of this. Sadly, I report Dick Van Patten is gone.
Really?
Yes. No. Dick Van Patten. I personally was a huge fan and still have a couple of pairs of Dick Van Patten leather shoes. Thank you, Dan. Now, I don't mean, the man's dead. I don't mean to be cruel. But Dick Van Patten, come on. I mean,
I was
one show. Go ahead. Oh, no. Peon's got the line of the day. He had it off the air. Dick Van Patten was on a show called Eight is Enough.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as I saw this story.
He's 86. And, died at 86.
I immediately regretted the first thing I thought of. But,
no, you shouldn't. It's hilarious.
He died at 86. I go, well, 86.
Okay, let me say that for you. I'm going to say that for you. The TV show he was famous for was Eight is Enough. Eight is Enough. So Peon has the title for his biography, and it's called what?
86 is Enough. Felt horrible as soon as I thought it.
No, you shouldn't. That's funny. Now, please correct me if I'm wrong. This guy, honest to goodness, I might have seen one or two of those Eight is Enough, but was he really a great actor?
I don't know. He wasn't. It was just like TV shows. I saw him on The Love Boat a lot. Remember The Love Boat?
Yeah, but he never stood out.
He didn't do much after
Eight is Enough.
No. I mean, rest in peace, Dick, but
he showed up here and there with little bit parts in shows, TV shows, I guess.
But to me, he's the guy that never really made it. I mean, if I'm that guy, and you get that Eight is Enough thing, heck, that ended, 40 years ago or something. I died in Santa Monica. Oh, this is the other great part. Died in Santa Monica, according to his publicist. Why do you need a publicist if you're Dick Van Patten and you're 86 years old? What do you need a publicist for? To tell people what? That he's not working? Well, and his publisher just released this press release. It says, as of today, Dick Van Patten is still out of work and an old guy who's still famous for Eight is Enough. I know, don't email me. Tell me I'm being cruel. I'm just being real. Dick Van Patten, if you enjoyed Eight is Enough, good for you. He's gone. And rest in peace, Mr. Van Patten. I cannot believe that this is happening, but it is happening, and I'm guessing it's not going to last long at all. Down in Disney World, this is not a joke. Disney's Animal Kingdom is selling. Well, they're calling them poop treats. This is not a joke. Here's what they are. They have one called Giraffe Poop. These are desserts you can buy at Animal Kingdom Disney World. It's a rolled fudge brownie with fresh caramel, and it's called Giraffe Poop, and that's what you order. I like a giraffe poop, and it looks like giraffe poop. Here's another one. They have elephant poop that you can buy. First of all, how do you even dig in to take a bite of something called any kind of poop? It's chocolate peanut butter fudge with sweet rolled oats and yellow coconut flakes on top for
yellow
texture.
Coconut flakes?
Maybe elephant poop has flakes in it. I don't know. Here's one. Cotton top Taramin poop. What's a taramin? What is that?
I don't know.
Is that taramin? I think it's a type of
I know a tarpon is a turtle or something. Taramin. Tamarin. While Peon looks it up, they have cotton top taramin poop. It's pretzel pearls.
How do you spell it again?
Tamarin.
R-I-N.
Pretzel pearls coated in peanut butter.
Oh, it's a type of squirrel-sized monkey.
Oh, squirrel monkey doo-doo.
Yeah.
It's a pretzel pearls. What is a pretzel pearl? what that is.
I have no idea.
Coated in peanut butter fudge with rolled oat flakes. And then here's the other one, hippo poop.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm guessing this is the big dessert.
Yeah.
Chocolate fudge brownie with peanut butter and rolled oats. They even put little chunks of stuff in it.
They don't have nuts in there?
No. Huh. No nuts. It says it's Zuri's Sweet Shop at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's a, it says it should be noted that it's non-poop friendly as well. Besides their unique poop desserts, they serve wine, dark chocolate, Mickey treats, and chili peppers and granola. Well, that's good. That's good to know it's not just poop. If you're not in the mood for poop,
no,
you can eat something else.
In this politically correct world.
How do they get away with it?
I know.
It's,
that's
I'm telling you, it's not going to last.
I think it's great, though.
And congratulations to Richie Tienter. Richie, I probably messed your name up. He's 9 years old. He lives in Baldwin. And I think this is fantastic. He took first place at the 15th annual Braille Challenge. Richie is blind. And on Saturday, he's a fifth grader at Westridge Elementary School. Saturday, he won the championship in the freshman division. And the finals were held at the Braille Institute in L.A. They use a device called a Perkins Brailler, and the finalists compete in reading comprehension, spelling, chart and graph reading, proofreading, and speed and accuracy. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? I mean, we forget what humans are able to do when they lose one thing and the ability they have in another area. Congratulations. Richie, good for you. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of the all-time great jokes. A guy who decides to take a girl that he doesn't know, but he likes her. And he thinks she's pretty. And he asked her to dance. This is back in the 50s. When people actually went to dances like sock hops and stuff. So she agrees to go. And they hit the dance floor, and the band fires it up. Now, this is the 50s, keep in mind. So the music is there. Well, immediately, she is blown away by the way this guy dances. And one of those deals where all the other couples just, they part, and like the C parts, they go off to the fringes and just watch this couple. And this guy... This woman can't believe what she's seeing. He's dipping and twisting and breakdancing and flipping and picking her up and sliding her down between his legs and flipping around and catching her as she comes out. It's unbelievable. And then the band takes a quick break, and she says, I've never seen anything like you in my life. What a dancer. You might be the world's greatest dancer. He goes, well, I guess I'm okay for a guy with an artificial arm. She says, what? She said, I just saw what you did. I saw the way you picked me up. You got. He said, no, I have an artificial. He says, well, I'll prove it to you. Come on outside. I don't want to freak everybody out here. So they go outside. It's like a VFW set hall or something. In the parking lot, he reaches up with his left hand, grabs his right arm, screws his arm off. She can't believe it. She's unbelievable. He said, hey, enough about me. Let's get back in and hit the dance floor. I hear the band firing up again. So they hit the dance floor, and now he makes the other moves. They pale by comparison. He's doing the splits. He's spinning like a ballet dancer. He's jumping down on and literally dancing, standing on his hands, then back on his feet. She has never seen anything like it. And the band takes another break. And she says, you're beyond belief. The world should know what a great... Move over Fred Astaire. Move over anybody on Dancing with the Stars. You're the most magnificent dancer I've ever seen. He said, well, thank you. I guess I'm okay for a guy with an artificial leg. She says, what? He said, I have an artificial leg. She said, no. She says, okay, you know what? Okay, the arm thing, I give you that. Now you're messing with me. He said, no, I'm not. An artificial leg. Come on out and I'll prove it. They go out in the parking lot. He reaches down, grabs his right thigh, and starts twisting. Screws his right leg off. She says, I can't even believe what's going on here. This is beyond belief. He said, hey, come on, enough about me. It's not all about me. It's about both of us. We're here to dance. Let's hit the dance floor again. Well, nobody else will even go out on the dance floor when they see this guy's moves. It's just the two of them, and all eyes are on them. And you see people running over to the payphone to call other people to tell them what they're seeing. And the people are all talking and whispering. This guy, I can't believe this guy. Look at this guy. And now he's showing her moves that she didn't even see before that she cannot believe. And the band takes another break. She says, I don't even know what to say. I will never in my life dance with anybody like you again. This is a night that I want to freeze this night in my mind because I will never witness anything like the way you dance. Do you realize how spectacular a dancer you are? He said, you know what? That's nice. I guess I'm okay for a guy with an artificial head. She says, oh, come on. Now, come on. He says, well, I'll show you if you want. We'll go out in the parking lot. I don't want to stand in the parking lot, freak everybody out. We'll get in my car, and I'll show you. Now, there's a guy at the dance who's been watching all this. He can't believe what he's hearing. So as they go out to the car, he follows them. And the guy, the great dancing guy with the artificial leg, the artificial arm, the guy who says he has an artificial head, gets in the car, puts her in the back seat of the car, and gets in the back seat with her. And the guy who's watching all this works his way up toward the car, and he looks in the window, and sure enough, there's the guy in there screwing his head off.
Meep, meep.
Let's see how the traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland. He's airborne.
All right, Dan. I'll tell you, the worst of the traffic right now is down in the Benton area. We've got traffic coming in on eastbound 44 that's jammed solid, approaching Bowles up through Highway 270. South Highway Drive eastbound is jammed from Bowles trying to merge onto Highway 44. You've got westbound 44 jamming up from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Merritt's. Rudder Road, which it also turns into Haran Road, from near where the Unit Group is, United Van Lines, all the way out to Bowles Avenue is jammed pretty solid. And then you have southbound 270 that's got stop-and-go traffic from south of Page to Tesson Ferry. You get a couple little openings, but that's about it. There was an incident at Tesson Ferry, and that's been cleared. Now I'm looking at eastbound 70. You're slow from Highway 270 to about Cypress before things open up. Westbound 70, you're heavy past the airport, but then things open up and you've got a good run out to St. Charles County. Eastbound 270, slowing east of McDonnell around the bend through Highway 170, New Florissant. And then we have eastbound 40 downtown. That was still jammed from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Accountemps. Do you need accounting and finance professionals for long-term or recurring projects? If so, Accountemps Salaried Professional Service may be the right solution. Learn more at Accountemps.com. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
How would you feel if you drove to work tomorrow, not because you had to, and not because you needed a paycheck, but because you wanted to? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heise Advisory Group. Imagine the power and the freedom that comes with that choice. That's what they call financial independence. And there's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Just saving for retirement isn't enough. If you saved $500,000, $1 million, maybe even $2 million, okay, now what? What are you going to do with that money? You need a plan, and here's your chance. Get started with a customized risk and fee analysis from Heise Advisory Group. You'll discover if you're taking on more risk than you can afford. You'll also discover concrete steps to help you protect your retirement life savings. And you'll also figure out how you can reduce or eliminate thousands in hidden fees and expenses. Now, this analysis will not cost you one dime. You've got nothing to lose. Ken Heise is an independent advisory representative, a registered financial consultant, and he earns the highest rating possible from the Better Business Bureau and has over 25 years of experience in the financial services. An analysis like this can cost you hundreds, if not thousands. But if you're qualified and you call before June 26, it will not cost you one dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100 or Heise Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. Call them now. Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100. It's time to get serious about your retirement. Call the Heise Advisory Group at 314-400-7100. That's Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100.
Investment advisory service offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-920-1059. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-920-1059. 1-800-920-1059.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to. At Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal, and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Hi, this is Larry Connors. You know, I first came to St. Louis thinking I'd be here for maybe 2 years. That was 1975. Obviously, I'm in love with St. Louis. Raised a family here, and I gotta tell you, there's no place better than St. Louis for work, for play, for getting business done. You have to know that St. Louis is a great place for your family now and into the future. Now I'd like you to meet some of the people who feel just as I do.
This is Kelly Bomber, a member of senior management at St. Louis University Hospital. I was born in Perryville, moved to St. Louis in 1986, and I'm still proud to call the Gateway City home. I'm also proud to be part of one of St. Louis's great medical institutions, SLU Hospital. For over 80 years, we have been a key contributor to what makes St. Louis special. That's why we say, you are special. We are specialists. For more information, visit SLUSpecialist.com.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. There's a lot of people who listen who think, I can handle this on my own, and they start to maneuver their way through the paperwork, and then they end up getting denied. Do you see folks like that come in and see you at the St. Louis Home Retention Group?
You know what? Honestly, Steve, I would say that at least half of our clients, half of our successful modifications are people who've either gone to a different organization to try to help them with modifications, or they've tried to do it themselves and have been denied. They're moving towards foreclosure. They've given up, and then they come in our office, and guess what happens? As we follow through, we're able to accomplish things that they have not been able to accomplish on their own, nor has their bank been able to help them with. And the reason why, Steve, is because we are the best at what we do, bar none.
Yeah, so look, there's no reason not to make the call, but even if you didn't make the call the first time, make the call now and get it fixed. The St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home. Let me go home and start.
Well, we'll let you go home, and then we'll go to Southern California. Running a shade late, but we'll have plenty of time for all his stories. He is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are in Chesterfield Valley, next door to each other. And gift cards are always welcome. Anyone you want to give a gift card to, when they get a gift card from Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse, they will love you long time. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about.
I run about 2 minutes late. I apologize for that, but we had a real long joke, and you can't tell it the short version or it ruins it. So what's up?
I did.
Oh, here we go.
Pop quiz question, get chased.
One of those days.
Name the name of the hottie who won 4 equestrian championships when she was a teenager. Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
Kate Upton. Kaylee Cuoco. There you go.
What a lineup.
Boy, I wish that jerk punk P. Diddy, I wish that jerk's son played at Michigan instead of UCLA, because I guarantee you, no nonsense, rough around the edges, Michigan football coach John Harbaugh, the old 49er coach,
yep,
he would have thrown Diddy's son off the team, and he would have beat the holy crap out of Diddy. He would have just tuned him up, just beat the crap out of him. That's what I really wish would have happened. By the way, that kid isn't going to make the team anyway. Just thought you should know.
Yeah. I don't think most teams want a kid on there with a dad like that.
They're called helicopters.
And sometimes the parents ruin it for the kids. The parents ruin it for the kids.
I know. Well, I know. Lug nuggets. And I know how you like the lug nuggets, Franco.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey no longer together. Mariah Carey says that she is happy now dating the Australian billionaire James Packer, and points out, "I think that I've upgraded from Nick Cannon." What
a jerk. These two.
More about Leonardo DiCaprio's serious squeeze Sports Illustrated supermodel, Kelly Rohrbach. She's 25 years old. Top graduate from Georgetown University with a 4.0 GPA.
Who cares about that?
She's a scratch golfer and voted by Sports Illustrated having the best legs in the world.
Ooh.
I think she sounds like a keeper.
Okay.
Odd poll, 2,500 people surveyed. 2,500 people surveyed. And how about this? They were asked, what presidential candidate would you most like to spend a weekend hanging out with? The majority said Hillary Clinton.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, she's in town today.
When asked which candidate they would least like to spend a weekend with, the majority said Hillary Clinton.
It makes sense.
Is that unbelievable or what? What do you make of that?
Who did you tell to hold on?
I think it's unbelievable.
I keep hearing hold on. Who is
it?
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
I think Cheryl's a little frisky.
I know, she is.
She wants to wrap this up.
I hear you. Every year, every major league team always has a meeting just to stress any gambling will result in a lifetime ban in baseball. And I've known P. Rose since I was 20 years old. He's a street thug. He always was a street thug. And I was actually ready to say, you know, let bygones be bygones until this new thing came up about him betting as a player. What do you guys think? I don't think he should be let in.
I was ready to go support him. I had seen him interviewed, and I thought, you know what, this guy's remorseful. So now you know he really is a thug.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's done now.
Awkward party of two at the Cannes Advertising Festival in New York. Two speakers, very unlikely, accidentally bumped into each other on the way to their event. Al Gore and Monica Lewinsky.
Ooh.
They stopped, they stared, they didn't say anything. They just turned around and walked away. And on this date in history, June 23rd, 1993, John Wayne Bobbitt's wife cut off John Wayne Bobbitt's penis.
Yeah, everybody knows that story.
I know. I wonder if he ever looks down and if he ever forgets about it.
I don't think you ever forget
he
about it.
He probably looks down and says, well, that's dog leg to the left. What happened? Oh, yeah. That's, I remember now what happened. Yeah. And finally, on the broadcast.
No.
Now you get to go take care of business, Sheriff, to stop bugging him.
That's right. Name the name of the hottie who won 4 equestrian championships when she was a teenager. Penelope Cruz, Brooke Shields, Kate Upton, or Kaylee Cuoco.
I'll say Brooke Shields.
Penelope Cruz.
I love Brooke Shields. I love all of these. I'll go with the Brooke.
Her family owns the Whirlpool Appliance conglomerate. She's had the horses since she was 4 years old. Kate Upton.
Whoa.
Have a great day, Mike Evans. See ya.
I've always liked Brooke Shields.
I have, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love those eyebrows.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. The door is closed. The window is shut. The offer is over for you to play pinball and meanies. I told you it wouldn't last forever. Thanks to those of you who went in and played. To those of you who didn't, I'm not sure I understand. All of you who went in and said I'm AM to the PM, but no thanks. I don't want to play pinball. We have the 5 finalists. I will let you know who the winner is. But the pinball offer is gone. But here's what's not gone. All the other really great reasons to go into a meanies. The Jaffe Lighting Collection upstairs. The patio furniture selection that is, it's not like anything you've ever seen before. It's so superior to anything because there's no junk furniture in there. This is the best patio furniture that you can buy in the world. All of it from different manufacturers, the best of the best. No junk at Amini's. You've always wanted a pool table, but you thought they all cost $4,000. No, they don't. A good slate table starting at about $1,000 at Amini's and go up from there. Area rugs, handmade, machine-made. This is one fantastic store. It's the Copper Dome Building in Chesterfield Valley. It's called Amini's. Thank you to those of you who participated in the pinball. To those of you who didn't, I don't know why you didn't jump in there and take advantage of it. But, hey, maybe next time. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Time for a final check on our traffic. Here's Tim Wild.
All right, Dan. There was an accident on eastbound 40 near Mason that they moved to the right shoulder, but traffic is jammed from Clarkson up through Mason. You got a good run after that through 170. Southbound 170 is thinned out. Northbound 170, just a little bit heavy now, approaching Highway 270. Eastbound 270, you're slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through Highway 170. It's that southbound 270 Highway 44 corridor that's really bogged down. Southbound 270, you're stop and go from Olive down through Doherty Ferry, from 44 to Gravois. Westbound 44 is slowing the Merrimack River Bridge out to Merritt's. Eastbound 44 from Bowles up to the Merrimack River Bridge, and then the right lane to 270, and then the outer roads, South Highway Drive, that's jammed from Bowles, merging onto eastbound 44. Eastbound 40 downtown, just a little bit heavy at the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're still running slow, Kings Highway through McCausland, and from Spady in the right lane through Mason. We have a, it looks like, we're running good. Okay, never mind. Okay, when it comes to your salary, you may know what you want, but not what you can get. Learn the ranges for accounting and finance by visiting accounttemps.com/salarycenter. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Wyland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
I'd say this is a stage 1 road rage alert.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Zillow. Find your way home.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil Full Synthetic Motor Oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record. Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil Full Synthetic and created the world's most powerful muscle car. And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
We are a new champion.
Make the switch to Pennzoil Synthetics at your local 7-Eleven.
Well, I just took a vote here in the studio. I said, who had a really good time today? I got three votes. That's 100%. We had a great time. We hope you did, too. We're going to do this again tomorrow. Maybe even a little better than the way we did it today. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to all of you who went into Amini's and played pinball. Keep going in there. Tell them where you're from, your AM and the PM. Have a great Thursday evening.
In your car.
No,
on your
way
home.
Tuesday.
Need to know what's happening.
Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday evening.
Simulcast of Fox
talking
TV
over
News
other
at
people.
6 on
who
the
cares?
550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight on Fox 2 News at 6.
First, the bad news. Two quiet South St. Louis neighborhoods are hit by armed robbers. The good news, police think they may have them under arrest.
Hard to complain about the drop-off of the humidity today, and things are looking pretty nice this evening. But boy, the weather's set to go on a roller coaster the next several days.
Plus, AB InBev invests millions of dollars into their St. Louis facilities.
Plus, Captain Kirk rolls into St. Louis tonight. Local coverage you can count on starts right now.
But first on Fox, an elderly woman is pistol-whipped by armed robbers during an early morning crime spree across the city of St. Louis.
Luckily for police, one of the other victims was able to give officers vital information leading to three arrests.